Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Chair. As discussed at the previous session, the AGC has 28 contracting parties following the accession of Turkmenistan to the agreement in 2020. Lukasz, I think you can disconnect the screen. Thank you. Detailed information on the AGC agreement, the text of the agreement, a map of the AGC, and an inventory of minimum standards are available on the website. You can also find outside in the three languages a printed copy of the last consolidated version of the AGC. This was done in 2020, this consolidation, we probably will need to consider when to update it again soon to cover all the changes that have taken place since 2020 and potentially the ones that are being discussed today. The Secretariat, of course, continues to promote accession to the AGC through its capacity building activities across the region, for example, in the various meetings that we have in member states on the main infrastructure agreements and how they are to be implemented. In relation to the amendment modifications to the AGC, the working party may recall that at its last session in November 2022, it agreed the modifications included in document 2022-12 proposed by Lithuania. These amendments were notified to the depository in New York on the 2nd of March 2023, and following the conclusion of the silence procedure in September of this year, and their resulting acceptance, as there were no objections, they will enter into force on the 2nd of December 2023. For this session, Mr. Chair, we have received a number of amendment proposals over the recent months to the AGC. These changes are set out in documents ECE Trans SC2 2023-11, document 2023-12 and 2023-13. And they are to be considered also as part of the work that is being undertaken with the Secretariat of the Working Party on Intermodal Transport and Logistics to modernize and harmonize the AGC and AGTC networks. Well, to ensure that they remain harmonized rather than to harmonize, because of course they are based on the same, on the principle of having the same network that underpins the core aspects of the agreements. So the amendment proposals themselves refer to the updating of the network of Kazakhstan in document number 11, the updating of the network in Austria and Bulgaria, as well as the updating of the name of Turkiye across all aspects of the AGC, and these are set out in document number 12. And then finally, in document 13, there are amendment proposals to update the network of Portugal. So I don't know, Mr. Chair, if any of the delegations that I've referred to, that is Kazakhstan, Austria, Bulgaria, Turkey, or Portugal, may wish to take the floor to make any comments on these amendment proposals before we proceed.